Part 1, Chapter 19, A Sad Farewell. Many changes began taking place at ELWA in the late 1960s and early 1970s. Unfortunately, the mission changed its long-standing policy of not allowing new missionaries to have a part in making policies for the ministries until they had been on the field for at least a couple of years and gained some experience in the work. Now the new missionaries were immediately allowed to have an equal part with the senior missionaries in making decisions and policies which affected the work. They came with some bright new ideas. They were not all bad, but many of their ideas did not benefit the ministry. As a result, unwise, detrimental decisions were made. This affected the ministry of ELWA Radio, as well as other mission ministries in other countries. One of the greatest threats to the ministry of ELWA came in the form of an audience survey. In 1971, the mission sent a well-known Christian company to conduct surveys of our potential English-speaking audience in the Monrovia area. The people conducting the survey went out of their way to keep anyone from knowing that they had anything to do with Christians, especially ELWA. The survey indicated many people were being helped by present English programming, but others had turned ELWA off. They said young people demanded a faster moving pace and contemporary music. They also told our ELWA staff, we must decide whether we wanted to reach unsaved people or Christians. It was not effective to try to reach both saved and unsaved at the same time. Of course, we wanted to see souls saved from their sins, but we also wanted to help teach Christians to know God's Word and have good testimonies for the Lord. The majority of the staff wanted to concentrate our programming toward the unsaved, especially young people. As a result, the announcers turned into disc jockeys, experimenting with gospel music in folk and contemporary settings, including so-called Christian rock music. The two words Christian and rock are contradictory. Some of the Bible teaching programs were taken off the air, and fast-moving spots of spiritual truth were sprinkled throughout the schedule. A new program with Christian rock and other contemporary music was introduced. This program was called New Sound. Some of the ladies in my women's Bible study class asked me why ELWA was using that kind of music. I really did not have a good answer. I lamely said, they think it will reach the young people. For many years, a music committee checked all the music to be used on the air, but this was ignored at this point in the history of ELWA. During this time, we had an English program staff meeting in which the leader of the meeting was railroading new policies into effect. When a couple of us tried to voice our objections, he ignored us and quickly closed the meeting. The director of the English program department and others went over the heads of the station manager and assistant station manager, Al Snyder and Roland, and did what they wanted. Roland later wrote a letter in which he stated, Satan launched a vicious attack on biblical principles in music and message. Missionaries came to us privately and implored us to do something about the music. A missionary from another mission told us about being in a taxi with rock and roll playing on the radio. When she asked the driver to change it to ELWA, he told her it was ELWA. Then some liberal messages were aired on the AM band which upset me so much, Roland said, that I transcribed them and sent them to our mission's general director in the USA. Being naive, I was sure the man would be there on the next plane. However, he delegated the problem to our West Africa direction, who came a few weeks later. Roland continued, when we expressed the need for a doctrinal statement for a broadcaster to sign, Al Snyder and I were asked to draw up a statement and present it to the advisory board when our West Africa director came. I can never forget, Roland said, what I couldn't believe was happening during that meeting. As I presented a very basic doctrinal statement, one missionary after another weakened or eliminated practically every point. It was civil war on a spiritual plane. After listening to the discussion, our West Africa director dropped the final megaton bomb, which, as far as I was concerned, officially set in motion the destruction of the spiritual ministry and made it painfully clear that we needed to separate from our beloved ELWA and SIM. Our director's exact words, which have haunted me for two decades, were, "You don't need a doctrinal statement for a broadcaster to sign." It was like saying to a ship's captain, "You don't need a rudder." When Roland came home from that meeting, he told me, "Honey, we have to leave Elwa." I replied, "Yes, I know it. The Lord has been telling me that we must leave." We had enjoyed our work in the radio ministry and for many years had sweet fellowship with our missionary and Liberian co-workers. There had been some difficult times in the past, but overall our 16 years of ministry at Elwa had been a joy. We were heartbroken to have to leave this tremendous ministry, which was reaching 4/5 of the African continent in over 40 different languages, including English, French, Swahili, Hausa, and Arabic. The radio ministry had so much potential for taking the gospel to millions of people and giving glory to our God and Father. But now it was dragging the lovely name of the Lord Jesus Christ into the muck and mire of the world. As we sold or gave away most of our possessions and packed 2 or 3 barrels of personal things to ship back to the USA, our hearts were grieving. Most of our missionary colleagues shunned us. They just did not understand why we were so agitated over the changes in the radio ministry. The only ones with whom we could fellowship during that time were Al and Evelyn Snyder, who stood with us as we opposed the compromises taking place at Elwa. They were also making plans to leave Elwa and return to the USA. As we prepared to leave our beloved Liberia and Elwa for the last time after 16 years of ministry there, our fellow missionaries did nothing to bid us a special goodbye. But our Liberian co-workers would not let us leave without a special ceremony of remembrance and appreciation. They asked us to attend a program they had prepared in our honor. Aunt Clara, our African ma, the storyteller on our children's programs, presented a gift of a lovely African outfit to me and a beautiful hand-woven chief's robe to Roland. Other Liberian friends presented us with gifts, speeches, a couple more chief's robes, and words of appreciation. It was a blessed time that helped us realize our time in Liberia was used of the Lord to bring blessing to their people and others. When we boarded the plane in Liberia and flew across the Atlantic Ocean, we felt like we had stepped off of a cliff and we had no idea what we would meet at the bottom. The Lord gave us no indication of His plans for us from that point. Lord, what shall we do? Do you have another ministry for us? Upon our arrival in Boston, a mission official met us and interviewed us. The mission would like for you to remain with the mission. We can send you to another ministry on a different field, he told us. Roland replied, thank you, but we believe the Lord wants us to resign from SIM. We don't have any assurance that the mission will take a stand against compromise in its ministries. The mission official told us we could remain with the mission until the end of our furlough, so our supporters could continue to send our support until then. Later, one of our pastor friends wrote to the mission asking about the problems at ELWA. The mission replied that problems had been there, but that the two missionary families who had caused the problems had left, and now everything was fine. As we studied God's Word and searched for His comfort and guidance, He led us to His instructions to Abram in Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. Now the Lord had said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country, and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, unto a land that I will show thee. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. The Lord reminded us He had instructed us to leave our country, Liberia, and He would show us a different land where He would bless us and make us a blessing. Although we had no idea what God had in mind for us, we knew we could trust Him to lead us in the right path. We knew our first responsibility on this furlough was to visit our supporters and let them know we had left Elwa and were resigning from the mission. Just before we left ELWA, Roland and I wrote down the reasons why we had to leave. The following is a copy of that document. Why we can no longer serve the Lord at ELWA. 1. Present programming practices. Music. Over the objection of many ELWA staff members, other evangelical missions working in and out of Liberia, and many individual African Christians, ELWA aired gospel rock, folk rock, and worse for nearly a year until it was finally forced off the air by our radio manager after his return from furlough. But now this music is getting back on the air. Leaning toward ecumenical involvement in programming, announcements accepting a local church program without thoroughly investigating ecumenical ties, etc. 2. Present attitudes toward associations with ecumenicals. No clear-cut stand or specific policy on this for radio programming guide. There is a climate of compromise which seems to be encouraging our dialect broadcasters as well as English programming personnel to use most anything and anyone on the air and say what they want. 3, the present leadership at ELWA. We have no confidence that the present leadership, especially the general manager and the advisory board, is ready to take a strong stand against the ecumenical movement, or that it will take the necessary steps to clean up completely all that needs to be cleaned up in programming and personnel. 4, lack of wholehearted cooperation on the part of the general manager and the advisory board with the radio manager as he sought to get the devil's music off the air and weed out programs and personnel that are detrimental to the spread of the gospel over ELWA, while at the same time giving cooperation to those responsible for the music and other wrong programming. our hearts are broken as we see the definite swing toward a new evangelical point of view at ELWA and its accompanying permissiveness in the areas of music, morals, etc. We are old-fashioned fundamentalists and not afraid to be thus known. Our desire is to be in a ministry that accepts the Word of God as its final authority and is not ashamed to bear the reproach of Christ without the camp. Know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. James 4:4. Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers, for what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? Wherefore come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord. 2 Corinthians 6:14-17. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Ephesians 6:10-13. Signed, Roland and Arlene Cornelius, June 1972. We sent this document to all of our supporters so they would understand our reasons for leaving Liberia and the Lord's work there. We asked them to pray that the Lord would open a new door of service for him. It was a difficult time in our lives, but the Lord was molding us into his image and preparing us for a wonderful new ministry. I'm anxious to tell you about that, but first I need to tell you the rest of the story of Elwa coming up next.